Last night's presidential debate illustrated once again the vast differences between Donald Trump's immigrant-bashing Republican Party and the kinder, gentler Democrats. Instead of fighting over who would deport more people or speak less Spanish, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders vowed to intervene even personally to help poor undocumented immigrants.
Ma'am, I will do everything that I can to unite your family. Your children deserve to be with their mother.
And I will absolutely protect your children, yourself, and try to bring your family back together.
But are immigration politics really as simple as good guys versus bad guys? Evil Donald Trump wants to build a wall. Benevolent Hillary Clinton voted for building a wall.
Where it was necessary, we did support some fencing.
Nasty Ted Cruz thinks immigrants compete unfairly against Americans, driving down wages. Sweet Bernie Sanders, at least until very recently, thinks the same damn thing.
I don't know why we need millions of people to be coming into this country as guest workers who will work for lower wages.
It's an unpleasant but perennial truth. Politicians politicize things. They play on people's fears. And they reverse themselves, usually without shame. 10 years ago, Hillary Clinton said, "I am, you know, adamantly against illegal immigration." Last night, she said this.
"I will not deport children. I would not deport children. I do not want to deport family members either, Jorge."
People love their political narratives so much that they'd rather not grapple with the fact that Barack Obama set new records for deportations, that George W. Bush tried to be the immigration president, and that 20 years ago, one of our major parties paved the way for Donald Trump by saying in their platform, "We must remain a nation of laws. We cannot tolerate illegal immigration, and we must stop it." Yes, that was the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton. The truth is that politicians will disappoint you. They'll rarely say two sane things in a row. For instance, Bernie Sanders last night was great on the follies of Iraq and Libya.
"I voted against the war in Iraq because I had a fear of what would happen the day after."
But Hillary Clinton was right to smack the Democratic Socialist around the face and neck for saying nauseatingly kind things about Fidel freaking Castro.
"He praised what he called the revolution of values in Cuba. If the values are that you oppress people, you disappear people, you imprison people, even kill people for expressing their opinions, that is not the kind of revolution of values that I ever want to see anywhere."
Foreign policy and immigration are hard problems. You should beware any politician who pretends that they're easy, or even that they've held the same positions all along. For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.